The Trump administration is once again setting its sights on California.
This time, they're warning the state that it must stop requiring health insurance companies to provide coverage for abortions or risk losing federal funding. California now has 30 days to repeal this new mandate. For more on this issue, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Julie Rovner, Kaiser Health News Chief Washington Correspondent. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So at this point, what does this mean for people in California who want to get an abortion or providers?
Well, mostly this is about people who have insurance for abortion, and the Trump administration is going after private insurance for abortion. It used to be fairly typical that private insurance policies covered abortion, and that often state but also federal insurance programs did not. There's been a longstanding ban against the use of federal funds for insurance that includes abortion, and this is basically a change in an interpretation that's trying to basically get private insurers to drop abortion coverage. In this case, the administration is threatening the state of California with loss of all of its other federal funds that refer to health and education unless they repeal this mandate for private insurance to cover abortion services.
Can we assume this will wind up in the courts?
Oh, yes. This was always expected to wind up in the courts. California is one of, I believe it's six states that have similar types of laws that require most private insurers to cover abortion. There are a number of states that ban private insurers from covering abortion. It is not as typical. Abortion coverage, obviously not as typical as it used to be.
Why single out California?
I think California has been in the forefront of singling out the Trump administration. Obviously, also, California is the largest state, and I think it made it a fairly obvious first target for the Trump administration.
Do you see a wider campaign across the country?
In terms of the
White House going after the same process in other states?
Yes. The director of the Office of Civil Rights at the Department of Health and Human Services who filed the complaint did say that, yes, this is the first state, but the other states that have these similar laws, it's Illinois, Maine, New York, Oregon, and Washington, can expect similar enforcement action unless they also change their policies. And there have been complaints filed against some of those other states as well.
What are the chances this will go through?
Well, I think it's going to go to court, and we will see. With the many other, particularly reproductive health related issues that are already in court, contraceptive requirements, Title X money for federal family planning. The Trump administration has been extremely active on this front. And of course, this action came today on the day of the anti-abortion March for Life in Washington D.C. The head of the Office of Civil Rights was asked if that was on purpose, and he basically said yes.
Thanks so much, Julie, for the update. Appreciate it very much. Again, that's Julie Rovner, Kaiser Health News Chief Washington Correspondent.